It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. Got to watch the Vikings pull one out at the end for a change, so it wasn't depressing after sitting for 3 hours waiting for a win, and then you get
they
let
didn't,
down.
They didn't choke, and that was awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, I hope they keep doing that now.
Yes.
Be a good season from here on out.
I hope so. They're 50-50.
Yeah. Heading for the Super Bowl. Well, maybe. Well, we'll see.
We'll have to see.
Well, it's a step in the right direction anyway.
Yeah, there's always hope.
That's right. Well, it was not too bad a weekend. We didn't snow on us or anything. So
windy as heck though.
Yeah. Did you get any yard work done then, or are you done with that for the season?
Well, my leaves blew into the neighbor's yard.
Okay. So. Well, that's what I'm waiting for myself. So. Well, let's salute a veteran today,
shall we? Of
course.
Today we're saluting Tech 3 William Fred Albrecht. William was born on May 26, 1918 in Lacaparral County and passed away on June 21, 1992 in Ortonville. He entered active duty into the United States Army on July 6, 1942 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on December 31, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a surgical technician with the 80th General Hospital, participated in the Battle of New Guinea. So he was in the Pacific Theater during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, the Meritorious Unit Award, 4 overseas service bars, and a lapel button. 4 overseas service bars means he spent over 2 years overseas. So that's a long time.
It is.
World War II was long war. So we thank you, William, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Every day is Veterans Day at your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. All right. Well, let's talk about the subject at hand. The VA has updated the disability rating schedules for genitourinary and cardiovascular systems.
Before the show, we were trying to figure out how to say that.
Yeah, I think I got it.
I think you have a genitourinary system.
And cardiovascular system,
yep.
Yeah. All right.
Basically, it has to deal with the urinary tract and the reproductive organs.
So we thought we'd look it up so we knew what it sounded like
we know
what we're talking about.
So we don't look like we're pulling it out of
That's
somewhere.
Right.
The VA sent out a press release on November 15th discussing how VA has updated the wording and terminology of conditions veterans may have sustained while in service and how they're evaluating levels of disability of them. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced its update to the genitourinary and cardiovascular regulations in the VA Schedule for Rating Disabilities, or VASRD, at Title 38 Code of Federal Regulations, or 38 CFR. Changes were made to ensure that these portions of the rating schedule contain current medical terminology and provide detailed and updated criteria for the evaluations related to genitourinary and cardiovascular disabilities. VA renamed conditions, removing obsolete language, clarified ambiguities, and added conditions with appropriate diagnostic codes not previously defined in the VASRD. While finalizing the rulemaking, VA received, considered, and responded to comments from the National Organization of Veteran Advocates Incorporated, American Association of Nurse Practitioners, Paralyzed Veterans of America Service Organization, and veterans themselves. The Undersecretary of Benefits, Tom Murphy, who I've met a couple of times, very nice guy, these changes are important to the claims processing standards and are based on scientific and medical information that is vital in making consistent claims decisions for our veterans. Claims related to genitourinary and cardiovascular conditions that were pending on November 14th, 2021 will be considered under both the old and the new rating criteria, and whichever criteria is more favorable to the veteran will be applied. So we always say tie goes to the veteran in the, if there's equal amounts of evidence, saying it was related to service or not related to service, it's called equipoise. And they always say, and the VA always says tie goes to the veteran.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's advocacy right there. The complete list of updates to the VASRD for these two systems is now available online. For veterans already receiving evaluations for these conditions impacted by this change, VA will not reduce the evaluation simply based on the rating schedule change. A reduction in evaluation will only occur if there is improvement in the disability sufficient to warrant a reduction under the former criteria. That's always the case. If you know the condition's gotten better, they may decrease the disability percentage accordingly. But if it's gotten worse, it would be increased. So it's VA has issued several VASRD updates since 2017, including updates for dental and oral conditions. I know we've talked about that. Conditions related to the endocrine system, which is like your pancreas and things like that, gynecological conditions and disorders of the breast, diseases of the eye, infectious diseases, conditions of the hemic and lymphatic systems, skin conditions, and musculoskeletal and muscle injuries. You can go to benefits.va.gov for more information on this. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30 in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still garden almost. It's still kind of green, even though it's late in November.
Yeah, grass is still green on my lawn. That's awesome.
Winter gets shorter every day.
Yep. But we are closed this week, Thursday and Friday, because of Thanksgiving. So, you know, just be aware of that. So,
all right.
I'll be in the office Monday through Wednesday this week, 8:30 to 4:30. Reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Other offices of the courthouse will be closed Thanksgiving?
Yes, all county offices, you know, except, of course.
Thursday and Friday. Okay.
You know, instead of getting Columbus Day off, we get the day after Thanksgiving off.
Okay. So get your business done early this week.
Yes.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, Josh.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone out there listening. And
don't eat too much turkey.
Is there such a thing?
I don't think so. Don't eat too much lutefisk either. All right. We'll see you later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veterans Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac La Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at the same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Hennen Swine, owner Steve and Kyle Hennen, support all